called Waylon, and he is very grateful.
Oh, great.
I told him that I appreciate the fact that he's really deal with my description.
Insured unemployed.
The number of new people applying for unemployment taxes dropped from 301,000 to 66,000. That's a hell of a drop in 1 month. And is now down at the lowest level since 2011. And that's just half the forecasted production plan for us.
I hope so.
Well, it
depends on how many people they add to the labor force.
Right, but we've done a little work with them.
Right.
One fellow who's going to be there.
Right.
But I just have a feeling that we may be turning that corner back into the game. If that thing starts down, it'll be a big deal. That's going to be a hell of a...
I talked to Ray Conniff today, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's been one of our supporters for years.
Sure.
And he said, boy, that... He said, you know, I check on my feedback. He said it wouldn't have done any good this time because we checked this girl and she said she would be proud and honored to come. She's a substitute. But I said, look, she's a plan, but it didn't do any harm. What you worry about?
I don't think it did a bit of
harm.
I think it's you at the time.
He hit it the wrong time. And also, it was such a gross, grossly bad manner.
Well, it was, but I think if you were the... week. And the sympathy that people have for the beating he's taken on the war, which now I think everybody feels really guilty about. I think even the critics feel guilty, the honest ones. For her to do it now, it just makes people angry. They just feel more sympathetic to you. If she'd done it 2 weeks ago, that might have had some effect. But she picked the wrong time, and everybody I've talked to about it, the public will feel very sympathetic to the president and put up with that.
I'll get Schultz calling.
Thank you. Well, I think you could have to get Mars.
I'm on Laird. I'll take the call.
Yeah, I'm going to have a rerun in the morning.
Good.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.